Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 8th. Usually this is Missions Monday, but today we're going to focus in on our seniors. Yesterday we had a Senior Recognition Day and just want us to end our time together today praying for the seniors as they go off into their next ventures. Today we're in the book of Ecclesiastes. We've been going through the wisdom literature, so Psalms and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. On Wednesday we'll read just a little snippet from Song of Solomon. And this is giving us a glimpse of the devotional life of Israel and how they flourished when they followed after the Lord and walked in His ways. We have read together Ecclesiastes on the Project 119 podcast, but it's been a while, so I wanted to remind you that in this book, the preacher, we think may have been Solomon, is trying to figure out in his mind, it's kind of like a grand experiment, to figure out what brings most joy and peace in life. And so in the first chapter and in the last chapter, we are reminded that life is vanity upon vanities, or in verse 2 it says meaningless. Meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. It's this word hevel, which actually can be translated vapor or smoke. Just the idea that we cannot wrap our arms around time. We can't wrap our arms around this life. It's to signify the brevity of life. And so throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, the author records what he learns as he goes through this grand experiment. Is it about power? Does that bring happiness? Is it about pleasure? Does that bring happiness? Is it about wealth? And then we'll find out tomorrow when we read Ecclesiastes 12 that really what brings happiness is the fear of the Lord, that that's what truly brings us joy and pleasure. So let's go ahead and read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 together. The title in my Bible says, "Everything is meaningless." The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. "Meaningless, meaningless," says the teacher. "Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors, at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome. More than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, 'Look, this is something new'? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, 'Look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge.' Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I have learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. the author of Ecclesiastes, who we think is probably Solomon, is reminding us of the brevity of life, that generations come and generations go, and even kind of the futility of wisdom, that we amass all this wisdom, but ultimately, that can't keep us alive. This, we can learn a lot, but we still feel like we haven't learned it all. And so this book, if you read the totality of it, it's just chapter by chapter pointing us to God, remembering that God is the one who ultimately brings us delight and that obeying Him is what is most important. And so as we think about what this passage means for us today, I think that I want to land on the fact that even though we can't know it all, even though we do not live forever, we know one who is from the beginning, who is eternal and is omniscient. He knows all, and in His great wisdom, He has given us a time and a place to live, and He is actively working in our lives through His Holy Spirit. So just think on that a little bit today, how the Lord is at work in your midst and how you can delight in Him and obey Him today. As we end, I want to pray for the 20 graduates, 20 or more graduates that we had yesterday presented before the church, and pray for them as they go off into their new ventures, especially that they would love and serve the Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for this day and for Your word. Thank You for the reminders that You are to be feared and that You make life meaningful. We pray, Lord, for the seniors that are graduating from high school and also those who are graduating from college. Whatever is their next step, Lord, would You continue to draw them to Yourselves? To Yourself. Lord, if they're going off to college, help them to find a community of faith. Surround them with people who influence them in positive ways. Give them a heart for including others, especially as it relates to faith. I pray, Lord, that You would not allow the evil one to have a foothold, that You would give them protection and peace and prosperity, also that they might live lives that bring You glory. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.